Hi, welcome to True Creeps, where the stories are true and the creeps are real. We'll cover stories from grotesque gore to the possibly plausible paranormal, to horrifying history, to tense and terrible true crime, and everything else that goes bump in the night. We're your hosts, Amanda,
and I'm Lindsay, and we want you to join us while we creep.
We cover mature topics. Listener discretion is advised. Hello, everyone. Today, we have our second Patreon doll chat.
So exciting. Love it.
And today's guest is Chloe. Hi, Chloe.
Hello, everybody. Hi.
Welcome.
It's very late for her, so we are so thankful that she stayed up late to hang out with us.
Yeah, it's just before midnight, but I'm super excited.
We're also redoing our intro because we forgot to ask the very important questions. So we're now just filled with so much energy from our haunted journey through eBay.
We did go on a journey today, and it's going to be great.
We always did. Yeah. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were going to tell anybody that we were redoing it.
It's fine. They know we're crazy. We don't know what we're doing.
Oh, no. They don't know we're not professional podcasters.
Oh. I like that you were like, I've got you. Let's lie. Like, you were just like fucking down. You were like, no, we're going to act like this is fresh. Like, there was nothing that happened. Like, you guys didn't completely forget. And I had to remind you to ask the question. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I got you. I'm excited to be here for the first time. This has definitely not been going for 2 hours. Definitely this is right now happening for the first time.
Yeah. This is fresh energy. I just feel like our energy gets more chaotic as we go. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, we're starting off here. Like, we're going to get back to here, but you'll feel it.
Full circle.
Yeah. Okay. So, Chloe, before we get into your items, we need to ask you some very important questions. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. Amanda, don't look at me and don't interrupt. Part of this is me being mildly rude to Amanda, and I'm going to continue to do it through the whole thing like she's interrupting me, even though she's not, because it's a warning. Okay,
a warning?
Question
wow.
Number one. You are given an oatmeal raisin cookie. What do you do?
I would eat it.
Excellent. Correct.
But I would want to know where it came from. But I would eat it.
I mean, that's reasonable.
Yeah. Did it come from the floor? Is it rat? Do I know the person?
I thought you said, is it rat? Like, not wrapped. And I was like, I mean, it's an oatmeal raisin cookie, so I don't think there's rat meat in it. But rat meat?
Is it 15 small rats formed a cookie?
I just assumed a rat went after it. Not that it was rat.
Oh, I thought it was, like, made of rats.
Like, that's why I was saying, I was like, when someone says, is it rat? Like, R-A-T. I thought you said rat. I was like, well, what part of a rat would be in there? Like rat skin, rat hair. And I was like, I guess rat meat makes the most sense.
Rat meat cookie.
But I like that Amanda went to touched by a rat and you went literally all rat.
Just
100%
rat.
Just, rat. Just rats on rats.
Yeah.
What an itch. I like that. I like that.
I mean, same thing in my eyes, though.
That's our last question is like, if someone said a cookie was rat, what would that mean? And that's a whole better one. So, okay. Made of...
That means they get to be one of the three of us as well. Or somebody completely different.
Yeah, it could be different. Okay, so rat meat. Made of literal rats. Little rats. Or just touched by a rat. And I just like the phrasing of that because it reminds me of touched by an angel. You know? Touched by a rat. Like, if we ever had a perfume, that would be what it was called. Touched by a rat. By True Creeps.
We're branching out so many places.
And it's scented like an oatmeal raisin cookie. Yeah. Yeah. We're moguls now. Okay. So you eat your rat oatmeal raisin cookie.
Yeah.
Delicious. Okay. Amanda, don't interrupt me. If a creature was designed for the depths of the ocean, but had brittle bones that could not withstand the pressure of the depths of the ocean, would you consider them to be a lemon of the sea? Sea, not slea, because that's not a word. A lemon of the sea / unfit for living in the depths of the sea, which is what it means to be a lemon of the sea.
I feel calling them a lemon of the sea is kind of mean.
Mm-hmm.
I do feel like they've been set up to fail by nature.
Mm-hmm. And by Lindsay.
But yeah.
Look, I'm just calling it like I see it. You know what I mean?
It's not right, is it? If you're going to be in the sea, you can't have brittle bones. So, but I feel bad and I would pat them on the head.
Yeah. Look, Amanda's like, I'm pro basilosaurus. I'm like, I'm also pro basilosaurus. I like them, but I can also just acknowledge that perhaps they have some survival limitations.
Biological flaws.
Yeah, some biological flaws.
Yeah.
All of us do. I have to show this too. Chrissy sent me a Basilosaurus.
Amazing. Stunning.
And it's like so you cute. Put it on the wall.
Amazing.
Oh, can you hang stuff from it?
I think he probably could, but he might. He's probably got brittle bones and would have everything fall off the floor because he's 11 of the wall, too.
Just crumbles.
Just crumbles.
Just crumbles to nothing.
That Basilosaurus has probably got sturdier, like, bones than an actual Basilosaurus. Mm-hmm.
I love that we're saying it wrong and we just will never stop.
No. I'm fine about it.
To prevent the future review that we're saying words wrong. We know it and we're going to.
I am committed.
Also, we say basil, not basil, so it's, like, doubly wrong to my ears.
Well, I think that's the correct way.
Yeah. So I think it's like Basilosaurus.
Something like that. Nope, it's basil in our head.
Did you see my face? My eyebrows went up like I was, oh my God, what's her name? I forgot her name. Audrey?
Marjorie?
Audrey? My eyebrows went up like I was Audrey.
Yeah.
Like I said, we're recording this in reverse. That'll make way more sense later. But my eyebrows went up because clearly I just deleted that from my brain on how we said it wrong. Because when I say a word a certain way, despite receiving the accurate information, my brain does not overwrite it. It just makes me know that there's a wrong way and a right way. Who could say which one it is? Okay, so next question. Are you a stove light on sometimes person or never?
Always. I am definitely allergic to the big light. I cannot have the big light. So any kind of ambient small lighting
Love
is where
answers.
I'm at. So.
These are honestly the most correct answers we've ever received.
Oh, my gosh.
Just in case you were wondering, you are winning.
Yay!
Okay. You have a chance to jump to your best timeline. And the version of yourself in that timeline has to come to the current timeline. Would you jump to that timeline knowing that?
No, because I am happy in my timeline now.
She's also in another country. Let's just say that too. Yeah.
No, that's fair. But look, like, everybody still has like a best timeline. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
You get it.
Yeah, I get it.
We're in the bad place here.
This absolutely is the bad place. Like, they're like, history, we could just do all that again, right? That's what we're supposed to do? We're supposed to do all the bad things again?
It took a moment to sink in. I thought you were saying that the different country was like a different timeline. I was like, I think we're on the same time.
Yeah.
I think we're still on the same plane.
Yeah.
Are
we?
Yeah. Like, we are, but it does feel like things are a little...
A little 1940s?
A little 1940s and a little grim here. A little grim. And by a little, I mean a lot.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry for you.
That's what happens when we get independence, I guess. You know what I mean? Like,
this is my spare room. You're
Thank
welcome.
You. Thank you. We'll be there tomorrow.
It. Yeah. I'll bring all my cats and you. Maybe Ben. If he perfect.
Lovely.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay. So you're not going to jump to your, like, quote unquote best timeline because do you have a reason?
I think I'm in it.
I love that.
I like that. Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, next. Okay, so when you're listening to music by yourself, what is your ultimate listening experience? Knowing that whatever you choose will impact and bother no one else.
Headphones and super loud.
Lindsay's so pleased.
I fucking am hyped. Okay, do you like Reese's Cups?
Yes, because you need to have sweet stuff with peanut butter, but they're ridiculously expensive here.
Interesting.
Because they're in like the American confectionery aisle, if there is one.
Interesting.
They're not like standard here.
When you have this rare treat, will you explain the process by which you eat it?
Because I feel like that I quite like the white chocolate ones as well, because I feel like they're too sweet almost. I will nibble tentatively, sort of around the edge mostly, but I have to have chocolate and peanut butter at the same time.
If you had to pick which is better, the edge or the center?
The edge.
You got a 6 for 6, Lindsay, by the way. You're full
Yay!
Lindsay. It has never happened before. I mean, other than for me.
And it never will happen again.
And it never will happen again. But just Lindsay after Lindsay. Hell yeah. Welcome. You're the only ones with me so far. A high five. A virtual high five.
There
yeah. Suck on that, Amanda.
Whatever. You guys take your weird stove lights and your gross cookies.
Delicious.
I'll be over here
touching rats
with my Reese's and
My chocolate chip.
I thought you said, I'll be over here with the voices. I was like, what?
But you said with my Reese's, yeah. I think is what yeah. you said. But I heard with the voices and I went, oh.
Are the voices in the room with us now? Are they here?
Oh, I have amazing. A stockpile of Reese's without edges. And then when I run out, the new holiday comes and it's okay.
I suddenly forgot that the holiday ones existed and I was like, you cut off the edges and you just like throw it away and you keep these packaged.
No.
But then I remember that we had a conversation about this. That's how yeah. we got here.
Yeah, Halloween Reese's will be soon.
Yeah. I don't want those. It doesn't have the edge. I like the
That's all I want.
What are the Halloween ones?
They're supposed to be pumpkins, but they're just like a weird lumpy thing.
Vaguely bat-shaped. Mm-hmm. It's like they had a factory problem and yeah. it just started like not molding them. And they were like, that one's kind of a circle. That'll be a pumpkin. Oh, exactly. That's more of a triangle. That's a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen the Christmas mm-hmm. tree ones. Yeah. They're literally just a triangle, aren't they?
Yeah. And then the pumpkins could be the Easter mm-hmm. eggs, just repackaged. Yep. Like they're just nonsense, but there's no edge.
It's just lazy mm-hmm. manufacturing.
And I appreciate it. They make ghost ones in white chocolate, by the way.
Oh. I mean, I'm kind of intrigued by, but only because it's a ghost. Now that I'm thinking about it, because you don't have Little Debbie's, does that mean you don't have the Christmas tree cakes? And do you know what I'm talking about? They're shaped like a Christmas tree, big shocker. And they're white with like little stripes. Oh, my God.
No.
If I thought it could actually get to you and not be completely smushed in like a melted mess. Delicious.
You sent me stuff before that never turned up, didn't you?
I think so.
I'm just remembering, like 3 years ago or something.
We got you like a 5-pound gummy bear.
Yeah, and it never got to me. And somebody else sent me a bunch of Girl Scout cookies, and they never got to me either. Somebody is just eating my treats.
Somebody in like USPS is like, whenever you see their name, take that box. It is filled with mm-hmm. delicious treats. Because I also remember we got you chicken biscuit crackers that have chicken flavor on them. They're so good.
Oh,
all these things that I just never get.
You're like, okay, so just rub it in my face,
right.
Will you?
Yeah.
Sure. Okay, so we've done our intro. We know that Chloe is a Lindsay.
Yes.
Gorgeous. Amazing. Let's get into some haunted objects.
I'm ready.
So which one do you want to start with? You have two for us today.
I'm going to start with, can I say what it is?
Yes, you can. Say the full title of it.
Okay. The full title on this one is, and I have to do a disclaimer that my partner did actually find this one for me.
Perfect.
He said that I didn't have to share that he found it, but I feel like I should give him some credit.
We'll give them credit, yeah.
So it is the Titanic Legacy Brooch, immense history, wealth-generating, haunting, antique gold.
I'm intrigued.
Yeah. So we got Titanic and wealth-generating.
I mean,
that's new.
I do like when it's going to earn money for me, but I mean, like wealth-generating, what an option. Maybe you'll get your stocks will do well or something. Just feels really broad.
Stocks and Titanic. Just all right.
Yeah, it's a very strange one. Like as soon as he started reading out to me, I was like, I have so many questions. I don't understand at all.
Oh, sorry. I just saw the price of it.
Uh-huh.
Hot damn. Okay. So we'll have you give us a rundown about the Titanic Legacy Brooch, immense history, wealth generating haunted antique gold. You found.
I will, but don't worry, because the seller also sent me an offer as soon as I emailed it to myself. So I have $600 off. $600
off. $600 off.
And I still can't afford it.
What a coupon.
Now I'm afraid of eBay, because every time I look at something, I do get offers later. And I was like, what the hell came up? Or if I misclick on something, especially when we're looking at this stuff, and I get the offers a few days later.
I'm not logged in.
Yeah, I hadn't liked it. I just emailed it to myself. And then it was like,
yep,
here's an offer. $600 off.
It knows. eBay knows all.
The internet, like, really do be tracking, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But what a deal. What a steal.
I mean, honestly, a $600 coupon at that point, it's saving. You're saving
money. I feel
like
you have to.
Right? Like that.
Yeah. And it's going to generate wealth.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to.
For the title. I don't know anything else about it yet. But.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I started off being amused about it. And I was sort of, I started making some notes to talk about it. And I was sort of slightly, you know, being a bit cheeky, taking the piss out of it. And then I was like, actually, no, I want this brooch. I really want this brooch.
I'm selling it to myself.
Yeah. It's gorgeous, actually. It's like ornate gold and it's got three pearls set in it. And it was on the Titanic, allegedly. I'm not sure if there's any evidence to corroborate this, but yeah.
there's no giant blue heart or anything associated with it.
Yeah, there's not like a picture of an old lady dropping it into the ocean or I guess pulling it out of the ocean.
Or Britney Spears.
No.
And then, well, wait, we did skip something. How much is this?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It is, well, the actual price is $1,499.99.
Wild.
But as I said, I have a cool $600 off that. So, you know, if we want to go three ways on it, we could share this thing.
Oh my gosh, a traveling brooch, and ooh, we just keep sending it around the world. Mm-hmm.
Like, it's the sequel to the Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. It's the Sisterhood of the Traveling Brooch.
But real weird.
The haunted, yeah. Titanic brooch.
Yeah, yeah. I've never wanted anything more.
Well, I also don't know if it's as good as this person is saying it is. Why aren't they keeping it for themselves, to be honest? Because it sounds amazing.
I mean, they're generating wealth by people buying it.
Yeah,
true.
Yeah, that's true. When I scroll, all that comes up is my similar items are the heart of the ocean. It says Titanic necklace and it has what's her face in it, right? Is that what you have?
Yeah.
That, and then there's a like Victorian-esque little frame, it looks like, with a picture of the Titanic in it, and you can wear it as necklace.
Oh, I have that one too. It kind of looks like a tugboat though. I also have one that says love and obsession, irresistible love spell, fast results. And the part that I find the most suspect of it is that it's not centered correctly. Like the image where it says love and obsessed, and it's honestly all I can obsess on, is that it's just off kilter a bit.
Will you guys scroll down a tad bit?
I'm so sorry. No,
I feel like you're seeing it.
Did you get the dick? Do you have the dick,
yes,
too?
Yes. I was just like, why is this
what
similar?
What is that? Do you have a dick, Chloe?
I don't. Why haven't I got a dick?
It, in fact, does have a dick. Do we have a chat in here?
Explore related items. And that's what came up when I started to scroll down. And I was like, but why? Was that on the Titanic too?
Why do you think I don't want to see the dick? I want to see the dick.
Don't worry, I'm going to send it to you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This is offensive that I'm being denied.
It also has like a finger hole in it. You're going to see it in a moment. You're going to see it in a moment. And you're going
to.
It's also expensive. Oh, no, I'm going to send the link. Don't worry.
Oh, no, I need everyone to see what all my related items were because they're all a little fucked up.
Oh, gosh.
They're not all dicks, that's though.
I feel like the links are always so long. No, you're right. I'm also going to take a little screenshot of the related items because these are strange.
We need to save this.
Yeah,
this is important.
A little clicky click. They also, we're getting more like top tier expensive ones. Normally I'm getting the $34 ones. Like it's the cheap ones, not the really expensive ones.
Chloe made eBay think that we're all rich now.
Oh, yeah. No, we have a lot of the similar ones, Amanda. I have that weird little clown dude,
okay,
too.
Okay.
But I have a Egyptian pharaonic antique crocodile figurine symbol god of source of Niles Sobek. It's pre-owned.
Yeah. Well, I have a was scepter from ancient Egypt. Egyptian staff for goddess Hathor was scepter. I don't know what was scepter means. It was at one point.
Yeah, in a previous life it was a scepter.
Sure.
Yep. Yeah. You've got so much more interesting related items. I've just got like Titanic bits of wood and a bit of magnet. Like... and chair thread.
My condolences. I'm just trying to figure out what this dick is, though.
I like it.
I mean, I am intrigued.
Whatever it is, I'm into it.
It's like, if I want you to think of like where the handle is in a gravy boat, but rather than it being a gravy boat for the rest of the handle,
it's a dick.
That's attached to like the sack shaft meeting place. You know what I'm saying?
Did you say the name of it yet?
Antique Victorian silver memento Mori Phallus amulet pendant with box. Is it a pendant? Because it looks quite large, if I'm honest.
It says it's perfect for a present.
I mean, it is, frankly. It's also a mere $490. But it is like, it says silver, but it looks golden. And it's got too much detail. This bitch is zoomed in. It's only 4.4 centimeters, but they're making it look much larger, which just frankly sounds on brand for a dick pic. You know what I'm saying?
I was going to say.
I'm going to get so many coupons for this now.
Don't worry. It's in five people's baskets, though. So,
oh, it might be gone.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll send you like a $400 coupon.
Lindsay's basket over and over again.
My basket so many times. In very good condition. Please browse photos. It is a necklace pendant.
What?
I just need to see it on a chain. Like, I want to see how it sits because I think it might sit like alert, if you will.
like this.
Yeah, yeah.
Like an elephant's trunk.
We're all doing like a wave from our chest. That's the hand motion of this. Because it's also, it's got a curve to it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That is something. What a moment.
I feel like I would want to get that and have that as a Monopoly piece that you could move around.
Oh, a weird Monopoly
piece. That'd be hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Might be a bit big.
I brought my own.
Yeah.
Can you just imagine? You go to a board game night. You're playing any game. You're like, I brought my own piece. And they're like, we're playing checkers. And you're like, it's fine. I bought enough. Like 20 of these little silver dicks.
It's just good to be prepared. You never know when you're going to need a little memento mori phallus, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I think Mary wants it. You know what I mean? Like, it seems like her deal.
Probably.
Okay. So getting back to what Chloe found and not the dick pendant we found that wasn't even haunted.
Nope.
No.
But it is related.
Let's get back to our beautiful golden brooch, possibly from the Titanic.
Would you like me to just read the description of it? Because it is beautifully flowery.
Yes.
They've made 9,000 sales and they are 99.1% positive reviews. My favorite review was someone said that the item that they bought had started working before it even arrived in the post because it was so powerful. That's a pretty good review.
Wow. I mean, it's a good review, but it also makes me question the results that they're attributing to it.
Mm-hmm.
And also, by the way, the name of the seller is Tess Joy Metaphysical Shop. She's real clear. I like it.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know if it's an individual person, because if you look at the description of the shop, it says that they are a coven of witches. So
I do enjoy that.
Tess Joy might just be the person that's sort of selling it, but it is a group of women who have magical powers that sell cursed and haunted and magical items.
I love this for them.
Mm-hmm, me too. I kind of want to be part of an eBay coven, I think.
Yeah, I was like, Amanda and I are always having spin-offs of True Creeps. Okay, TT's on my lap and pulling my cord. So one moment, please. And TT's a cat, by the way. You can see her. But we always have like different branches of True Creeps. Maybe True Creeps Haunted Objects is like, that's our next one. We're just going to.
There's definitely a market for it.
Yeah.
I think we talked about a transport company at one point, too.
We did. I also, you know me, I'm always trying to convince Amanda to move to Maryland. I'm not good and I'll try to convince you to move to Maryland. But like, why would you come to this country? Do you know what I mean? Like,
no. Ew, no.
I could try and convince you guys to come to the UK instead.
Yeah, you probably would have a bet. Like, that's a better shot.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things that I said to her is I was like, we could open an oddity like museum if you move here. And then we could have a brooch.
Yes.
With $600
off. $600
off.
It could generate wealth there.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I mean, I almost kind of think because I think I was slightly swayed by the fact that they said that they are witches that are selling it. But when I tell you the story of this brooch, because it was a lovely story, difficult word. I feel like the owner may have been a witch originally as well, is what they're perhaps implying.
Okay. So we're believing it a little bit more. slightly. We would like to believe it a little bit
more. Yes. Okay. I want to say yes. But there's a lot of things in it that I'm a bit dubious about, shall we say. Yeah.
Yeah, fair.
Okay, so tell us about this brooch.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm just going to read the story, basically. So this is part of their collection, which is A Whisper from the Deep, the Titanic Connection. This brooch carries a story whispered through time, a testament to enduring energy and intention. It is believed to have been worn on the coat of a wealthy, prominent woman aboard the ill-fated RMS Titanic. In the chaotic aftermath of that tragic night, her coat, a silent witness to her final moments, was remarkably found floating amidst the debris. This very brooch, still affixed to the fabric, was recovered and meticulously turned over to the authorities, beginning its mysterious journey through history.
I fucking love this.
And then apparently, so the woman, when she died, as she was drowning, she just, you know, wanted to put all of her good intention into this brooch. I'm not sure how much I think that's possibly true. If I'm drowning on a steam liner, you know, in the middle of the sea, I'm not going to be like ripping off my coat and thinking, actually, I really want anybody that finds this brooch to be really, really wealthy and have a really good life.
I also wouldn't think I had much luck to imbue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if she was a prominent woman and wealthy, though, she may have been on a boat for a while.
True.
Oh.
Yeah.
So maybe she did have the time to pull it out just in case.
Maybe she even survived. Maybe she just.
Yeah.
Yeah. Took the coat off.
Mm-hmm.
So it says that this consistent, almost miraculous effect of every successive possessor having a dramatic and undeniable surge in their personal luck, culminating in extraordinary wealth and success, It's believed that the original wealthy woman in her final potent moments unknowingly or intentionally passed her deepest magical intentions and blessings into this very brooch. So it sounds really good, but I'm also a bit like, if it's true, let's say we want to say it's true, but are they just out there fishing coats out of the ocean?
Yeah. I mean, they did, though, after the Titanic. I think that they did try to get as much debris and items out. And I mean, people are still trying.
True.
I think my question, though, is more when I have had like just like a really intense sense of like things have been going great lately. I'm not like, which piece of antique jewelry was I wearing during that time? Right. Mm-hmm. And I do think that your intention and your mindset can really affect how your life plays out. And if someone was like, this magic brooch is going to make you feel all of these things, you're just simply, I feel like, more likely
placebo
to believe that good things are going to happen. And you're going to pick up on all the good shit that's happening to you because you think it's, you know, part of the magic of it, which in and of itself is kind of magical to be able to like shift your mindset in that way purposefully. But I don't know if it's the brooch doing it, you know,
or it's just a magic brooch.
I mean, it might just be a fucking magic brooch. How many times are we going to say brooch?
Brooch.
A lot.
How many times did I spell brooch incorrectly? Probably about 5 times as well.
Yeah, fair.
Double O-O-A-A-O.
It sounds like roach. It should be spelled like roach with a B.
With an A, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I also think that I want to know a bit more about the coat. In my head, when I first read it, I imagined the coat in the sea, like Doctor Strange's coat from Marvel, just sort of like swishing around, finding its way.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, the coat definitely like has an energy of its own, you know, like it's... Mm-hmm.
It protected it.
Yeah.
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 It's blowing the whistle like Kate at the end of the Rose at the end of the film.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. So then it just says that basically every single person that's ever owned it afterwards has had residual energy of a powerful woman's desires, amplifying their own goals and aspirations. And it's a piece of history that actively works to enhance your destiny.
Ooh.
And like I said, if I had a lot of money lying around, I might be interested in it because it is beautiful, and it would be cool just to say that you own something that was on the Titanic, whether it was or not.
I mean, I feel like even it just being from the Titanic, they could easily sell it, but I would wonder if I was buying something that was from a particular artifact, I would want proof in some way. Mm-hmm. And I just don't know how they would offer that proof, you know. Titanic relics. I'm typing it in.
Yeah, I'm like, is there a way to confirm it?
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know how there's companies that look at something and be like, yeah, this is authentic.
Yeah.
Is that a thing for
like antique roadshow?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, like it'd be interesting to even know, is it from the right time period?
Era, exactly.
Yeah.
That, and then I do like that it said it'll deflect misfortune as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which in a way is quite nice because it feels like if it really was there, maybe it felt like it failed its previous owner and now it wants to protect and help people and give them a good life because she drowned in the Titanic sinking or froze. But yeah, it's difficult because I don't know how they would be able to prove that it actually was there. There's no record of like anybody's names or anything like that, is there? So
Yeah, because I'm sure if they had a name associated with it, you could see if they were on the Titanic.
Yeah,
that's probably it.
Yeah.
Interesting though, and it is very pretty, like you said. And I mean, $600 off if you view it, they'll email you $600 off.
I mean, what a bargain at that rate. Like, how can you say no?
Exactly.
It's selling itself.
The thing that I find interesting in this is, so okay, on eBay you can't lie about what an item is, right? So the fact that they are saying it is gold, right? And I don't see any disclaimer that says not real gold. Do you guys?
No.
So that would lead me to believe that they believe that it is real gold. And that might be one of the reasons why it's priced the way it is. In which case, like, that is quite a bit of gold. But who could say? I don't know. But I'm intrigued by it.
And the pearls as well. If they're real pearls, pearls are pretty pricey.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a big pearl in the middle. Though I have absolutely no concept of size. I'm looking at that thinking it's, you know, like a saucer size for a teacup and saucer. And that's probably only like a coin.
Yeah, it does look large.
Although I do have something. If you look at the left pearl underneath it, it's turning silver there. So it must have been gold plated, but not quite gold. Mm,
I can see that. I just thought it was kind of dirty in spots.
No, it's rubbing off. So it might have been gold plated at one point, but not pure gold.
Yeah. And there's like a rock behind it, like holding it up.
Yeah.
I'm looking at the photos because the way it's positioned, it's on a piece of wood and then there's leaves behind it, but the leaves are kind of blurred out. So I was like, well, maybe we could like use the leaves as a size reference. It does look like it is pretty large, like almost large enough to be the width of a pocket on a shirt would be like how it looks to me in terms.
But not in 12-year-old boys.
We don't have the inches. I can't do the conversion, you know?
Okay. All right. Yeah, it looks like it's on like a crystal. Oh, they use it for that same crystal for other listings.
Oh, don't you worry. I'm looking at their other items because their other items aren't as expensive, like nearly as expensive. They have a Become Ultra Rich 100% guaranteed and proven elite level for a mere $499.
Another steal. All right. Well,
okay. I love it. I'm intrigued.
I like it. All right. We have one more, though, right?
Yes, we do.
So the next one, this is a haunted pirate mug, and it's called the Corsair's Curse, and it's from the Channel Islands, which is where my sister currently lives, which is kind of how I found this one on eBay. And it's a mug.
It certainly is.
It's just a standard mug. There's nothing special. But no, it's shaped like a man's head. It is a man's face. Now, I'm going to see what you'll think about the handle, because I looked at that handle and I was adamant that was like an old-timey gun.
Yeah.
But in the description, they say it's a fish.
Well, that's just
wrong.
I'm
fairly sure that's got a trigger and a handle.
There's a trigger on it.
Yeah,
it's even got the safety. It's got the little latch, and it looks like a revolver. Mm-hmm. It's got like the detail of like the grip. Like I'm just like grabbing in my hand, not even the way you would hold a gun. But it looks like a grip.
Looks like a typical pirate gun, though, right?
Yeah,
yeah. But in the description, they say that it is a carved fish.
Okay, they may think that that's like fins.
Yeah,
the grip. I'm guessing.
Or maybe they've never seen a fish.
Maybe they haven't.
Or a gun.
Well, I don't want to be like coming for this person, this seller, because they've got lots of positive reviews as well. They've got 98.5 positive reviews on there. They've sold a lot of things. However, I think they might just get a little bit confused sometimes.
That's fair.
Because
we all do.
They also just might not want it to be a gun.
Maybe.
That's true.
But the item specifics don't match this item either. So as I've just said, it, you know, it's called a haunted pirate mug. And I'll go into the detail of it in a minute of the story, because that's also a great, great ride. Mm-hmm. But then if the item specifics are to be believed, that this is a red china, a porcelain doll called Samantha with red hair from Denmark.
I mean, maybe his name is Samantha. You know what I mean?
Perhaps.
Yeah. Apparently not, because apparently, would you like to know his name? Because we can tell
you know I
name.
Do. You know what? Oh my God, amazing.
His name is Captain Eli LeFou.
Love
and
it.
I would like that to be a burlesque name or maybe a roller derby name. I think you could like tweak it to be a roller derby name somehow. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
LeFou instead of LeFou. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like... yes. But yeah, so it's a rugged man's face. He's got a beard. I think he's wearing like a scarf tied around his head, but obviously the top of the head is missing because that's where you drink out of. Mm-hmm. And yeah, the seller, what are they called? They're paranormal and creepy. That's the seller.
Straight to the point.
Yeah. Their reviews are pretty good as well, except again, with going there, maybe they get confused a little bit. At least three reviews I read said that they had the wrong item sent to them.
Oh no.
Yeah. So it was the wrong doll.
Imagine getting the wrong doll, though, because you're specifically picking one that you're like, okay, we could vibe together. And then they send something else.
Then you get one that's looking for all your fluids.
Yeah, exactly. You get Mary.
Yeah.
Oops.
Anyway. Yeah. So they seem like perhaps they're sometimes getting things confused. They're moving fast. They've got a lot of items to deal with.
Yeah. They're selling out. They're sending out the wrong things. They're putting the wrong description on there. But yeah, they're a busy person. They can't keep track of the haunted dolls that they're sending out, because it does seem to be haunted dolls that they're mostly sending out.
Yeah, they've got quite a few.
And I like that the reviews of lots of people are sort of specifically naming the dolls that they receive. Like, I love Henry. He communicated immediately. So people seem pretty happy even when they get the wrong items. Yeah, but this, again, this is another one a little bit like the Titanic. So there's no evidence to back up this story. We're not saying it's not true, but I did immediately go on a Google hunt for this captain to try and find any information. I could not find anything about him at all. And just some of the things in the story made me, you know, raise some extra questions, but we'll put our disbelief to one side. Apparently the mug was discovered in an abandoned cottage on Sark in the Channel Islands, and it's not just a relic of a bygone era, it's believed to be an active haunted object. tethered to the lingering spirit of a 17th century corsair, Captain Eli LeFou, a notorious smuggler and privateer turned legend among Channel Island locals.
Ah.
And the mug is shaped in his own likeness and was made or was commissioned by his wife to punish him because he'd been stealing druid artifacts from nearby islands. And the curse that was placed on him was that if he would drink from a vessel shaped in his own image, he would die. And this is that vessel.
I mean, okay.
Yeah. So he found this mug, he drank from it, they found him dead. And now apparently this mug, which was found in a cabin randomly, has been owned by a private collector since 1982. It's been in and out of private haunted collections. It whispers in a foreign tongue in some languages that aren't really used very much anymore, like Norman, French, and Old Breton. On two separate occasions, people that have owned it have reported that during a full moon, it will rotate fully on its base. Just rotates around.
Interesting. That's a little detail I like.
Yeah.
I like the idea that on a full moon, it becomes Chip from Beauty and the Beast and just like does a little turnabout.
Right? Isn't LeFou? That's a Beauty and the Beast character as well.
It is. Yeah. It's the little guy that's friends with Gaston.
Yeah.
Because of course, Amanda and I immediately also Googled Captain Eli LeFou. And yeah. That just makes me feel like they watched Beauty and the Beast right before they were like, let's just think of this up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see anything with that name.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing. And I tried putting in like the name and then Guernsey and Sark and all the different Channel Islands. Nothing. I couldn't find anything. But they specifically name like paranormal investigators in the description. So that kind of suggests that maybe it's real. Although I didn't actually Google that person, so maybe that's something to look into. So James Mallory of the British Occult Archives documented that he had EMF spikes and Class B EVP phenomenon when the mug was placed in water.
In water only.
Okay. Yeah.
How do you even come up with that test? You're like, oh, the EMF's not going off. Let me dunk this in water and see if that makes it go off.
They also specify that you should not use it as a cup. So you should not drink or eat out of this.
Well, especially if you happen to look like Captain Eli LeFou.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like that might, it might get you.
That's true.
But I think it looks in too good condition as well to be a 17th century mug.
Yeah, it's glazed.
Yeah. It says Channel Islands at the bottom as
like
well.
Like stamped into it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like it would be chipped. I feel like it would be a bit more worn. Unless it's been very, very well looked after, you know?
Maybe that's part of the magic.
Could be.
Yeah.
I mean, I definitely have mugs that are like 3 years old that are worse condition than Captain LeFou's face.
Agreed.
I did like when they said the handle too. I don't know if you said this, but the formed in the shape of a carved fish, believed to symbolize a siren's pact. But it's a gun.
It's definitely a gun.
Yeah, it's definitely a gun.
So how do they believe that it symbolizes a siren's pact?
I've got my head tilted fully to the side, trying to figure out how they think this thing is a fish. I just can't see it. Just cannot see it.
No, and we'll post the pictures of these as well so everyone can see them.
In what year did ceramics start getting glazed?
I thought you were going to Google, in what year did they stop using fishes as guns?
Okay, it was surprisingly way earlier than I thought. Interesting.
How to keep it. It is advised to keep this vessel on a cleansed surface, ideally within a salt circle, if not displayed inside a blessed cabinet.
I think one of the most fascinating things about this is that normally I feel like when we see haunted objects, you see like there's some benefit of owning it, right? It's going to give you wealth. It's going to give you weird sex dreams. It's going to be like a funny little friend. And this, they're like, here's just Captain LeFou. Don't drink from it. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. He's going to whisper to you in old French and he's going to do a little dance at the window if it's full moon.
Maybe that's what people want.
Full moon. Mm-hmm. And if you dunk him in water, EMF will go off.
Oh, and he smells of brine and gunpowder. I mean, what house doesn't want that? So you're using him as like an incense
Delicious.
Burner, really.
I mean, I wonder why he smells like gunpowder because it's clearly a fish.
Yeah, I was going to say the gunpowder fish. Okay.
That classic fish smell of gunpowder.
Delicious.
That's what I'm looking for in a mug.
Always.
Oh, did we say the way that they found him?
His body or the mug? I didn't mention how they found his body.
His body.
Tell us the story of LeFou.
They found him dead in his cabin with his eyes wide open and his lips stained with red wine. And this very mug was in his lifeless hand.
I think that they're just trying to give a reason as to why this man on the mug has such red lips.
Is that it?
Yeah.
I like that he was able to fall and die, but he made sure that that mug was safe.
What's
There's
important.
Not a chip in it.
Yeah. It's that magical glaze, baby.
Was he drinking red wine out of the mug or did he just have like, you know, naturally rosy red wine lit.
You mean you don't drink your red wine out of mugs, face mugs?
Look, I'm just going to say it. Fucking, like, a mug of wine is a moment. Like, I just find that to be, like, the coziest way to enjoy wine. I can't drink because whenever I do, my body feels like all my bones have broken the next day because I just get super fucking inflamed. But, like, I did, like, a wine in a mug moment, especially if it's a, like, we have a, there's a place near here that has spiced wine, and I'll, like, microwave it so it's, like, hot.
Ooh.
And then, so, like, the mug moment makes sense. Amanda, you don't want anything hot because everything's hot where you are.
Exactly.
But imagine a little fall moment.
It's, like, 100 and something.
Most alcohols are better hot, like mulled wine, mulled cider. Delicious. I'll have anything.
Yeah.
But would you drink it out of a face mug with a...
Is it my face?
Fish handle.
Yeah, not your face.
Because not if it's my face.
A bearded man.
maybe. I mean, look at his eyes, though. That would put me off. I wouldn't want to be looking into his face as
I
was
drinking. Oh, yeah. He's had a hard day.
Yeah. They're bloodshot. They're wonky. I don't know where he's looking.
No one knows.
He looks like he was drinking some wine. Mm-hmm. I will also say, too, it has the vibe of a mug you would get at a tourist shop in, like, late 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
That's the way it looks. Look, I'm not saying it couldn't be from the 17th century. Maybe it was just ahead of its time. But it does look like a tourist shop mug.
It looks like a mug as well that your grandpa would just have up on a shelf in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. So I did a little Google of 17th century mugs.
As one does.
Nothing looks similar to this at all. But, I mean, none of them are from the Channel Islands either.
And were they commissioned by this guy's wife because he'd stole Druid artifacts? And maybe that's also what aimed at it.
I just also love that detail because, like, why was she mad that he was stealing Druid artifacts? Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not saying stealing artifacts is okay. I'm just more like, why was she so offended by that mm-hmm. she wanted him to die?
Because it doesn't say that she's a Druid either. They specifically say that she's Romany. She's named as well. I'm not going to try and pronounce her name because I will butcher it. But it looks pretty on paper.
I just need you to know, I Googled Druid artifacts, Channel Islands.
Okay.
And surprising, the only things that are coming up are like books. And one of them is called, one moment, let me open it so I can get really weird ads. Seduction, a novel of suspense, The Scent of Past Lives, exclusive.
I'd read it.
I mean, same. Same.
Perfect. You know what? I didn't ask you guys, what were your related items? Was there anything cool in this batch?
Let's see what we've got.
Or similar?
One of mine was another mug because they were like, oh, you want haunted mugs? Bet. That's what Ben says now. He started saying it facetiously, but not anymore. And it's a Buckingham Palace mug from 1994, haunted by a ghost named Joyce that likes gold-rimmed fine bone china.
Okay. You know what? I was going to say, too, just looking at
you also like gold-rimmed fine bone china.
that and when you were saying it looks like a touristy cup, mm-hmm. it does remind me of something that you'd buy at, like, the old school Treasure Island in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's pirate-themed, or it was before.
What is that? Is it like a theme park? Or?
It's like a big casino. They're all themed casinos in Vegas.
If I thought about it, I could have guessed that.
That's fine. Yeah. But now they've been like lessening the themes and making it more modern and silly. But yeah, it reminded me of that. And then as I was scrolling down, my related item was a Treasure Island cup.
Oh, yeah, I have that, too. I also have a haunted porcelain doll vessel positive energy Martha.
Martha. I have Martha. Do you also have Annabelle? Not the Annabelle, a different Annabelle. Haunted doll Annabelle paranormal positive energy. Annabelle.
No, but I do have haunted porcelain doll Norman, paranormal positive, but Norman is a lady doll with a little like scarf on his head and the legs are spread wide. unnecessarily wide.
Oh no.
I have another pirate face mug, but then also, for some reason, I don't know why, a silicone baby.
Oh. You just can't have enough silicone babies.
How is that related?
Chloe, what do you have?
I also have a Buckingham Palace mug, but it's not haunted. It just says haunted. No, it does say haunted.
Yeah,
excuse
it's probably
me.
Joyce.
I'm going to click on it because I didn't see a name, but it must be the same one. I read it as not haunted and I was like, well, I don't want to know about that. Doesn't mention that it's called. Oh, no. Yeah, she's 47 years of age when she died. Yeah, Joyce. Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, she loves afternoon tea.
She does love afternoon tea. Who doesn't?
Oh, my gosh.
What?
She was in love with her doctor. Parentheses. Oh. Her and her best friend's secret.
Oh.
Joy, ooh. Scandalous.
Oh.
Joyce is wild.
There's so many specific details here. She always wore a pretty scarf around her neck, along with a coat when out and about, never without her makeup.
She treasures, what was it? She treasured her gifts.
I also have this. Hold on. This is porcelain doll vessel haunted Aubrey Neutral, age 17.
Oh, I don't like that it looks like that doll is crawling.
Yeah, it does.
Like,
I know.
That bitch is the move.
Yeah.
Like, she is coming at you.
She is ready.
Yeah.
I don't even
you
want
will wake
screen.
Up to that at the end of your bed.
Oh, no. I also feel like that one in particular is like an alarm clock. Like, that's like the benefit of it. They're like, wake up, rise and shine, time to seize the day. And you're like, what was her name, Amanda?
Porcelain doll haunted vessel Aubrey Neutral, like, age 17.
Aubrey, age 17, can you just stop? Like, I just need like 5 more minutes. And she's like, no. And then, you're going to be so much happier. You're actually not going to get more rest. And she goes into like this long explanation of like, when you hit snooze and you actually go back to sleep, you're not getting any purposeful sleep and it's just not even productive. And you're like, I just, like, let me live a lie.
Yeah,
for a
nobody
minute.
Wants to hear that. It's yeah. too much information for that time of the morning. Also, she looks like she overplucked her eyebrows in the 90s.
Oh, she absolutely did.
I don't want to judge, but...
Like, I don't want to judge, but I also, we're here yeah. on facts. You know what I mean?
They did not grow back. She, you know, she did mm-hmm. that every day for 5 hours a day. Mm-hmm.
And she says that they just were like that her entire
life. Oh, yeah.
Life.
Then just
like, she's not.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
She did it before it was a trend.
The second photo is her when you try to talk to her about her thin eyebrows.
She puts her little...
Like, she just, like, screens out. Like, she's just like, I gotta
bonnet
go.
On.
She puts her bonnet on. She pulls the lace down low. She's like, look at this cat ball flashing. Just don't look at my eyebrows.
I can totally see her just pulling the bonnet out. Like,
yeah, yeah. I do like the photography of this one. Like, that they were like, here's, like, with a bonnet, without a bonnet. What do you think?
When she's pleased with what she sees.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Let's see her. Let's see her. Oh, no. I actually, no. I feel like she's judging you from across the room. She's like, your eyebrows look a little thick, sweetie.
Has she got a shaved head?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it doesn't. It's like, it's there. It's just like faint. She's just the beard and the short hair. Like, because there's some lines. She's just got a receding hairline.
I feel like it's that meme, though. You know that woman where it's like, do you want this? And she's like, no. And then it's like, but could you go for this? And she's like, I could.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. I can see it. I can see it.
I could go for an ice cream sandwich right now, you know?
Yeah.
That's what that face is.
Yeah. Like, I've had worse offers. I could see that. I could see that.
You want a close-up of these eyebrows, though.
You know I do. You know I do.
They're so high. Why are they so high above her eyes?
She's surprised.
That's when she's surprised at what you're doing.
And she's, frankly, always a little surprised, typically pretty disappointed, you know? Because you're not waking up on time.
Yes. I should have just sent you guys a link from the beginning, but this is her porcelain doll vessel, haunted Aubrey Neutral.
I feel like you curated our experience. I liked it.
Yeah.
You were like, look at this photo first. Really take in these eyebrows.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Oh, God. There's one where she just has glowing lights around her.
Yeah.
And there's also like another bonnet shot, if you will.
Can I just tell you this very strange comment about what she doesn't like?
Oh, hell yeah. You know it. You know you can.
She doesn't like dog's feet.
That's so specific.
It says she doesn't like dog's feet. She thinks they're gross, but she likes animals. There's also no punctuation in that. It's just a whole run-on sentence.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, say the whole sentence.
Yeah, she's from Glasgow. Wait.
And you can't add any natural pauses. You have to read it all saves feet. It's hard. It's real hard. That's one of the hardest things about these.
I'm doing a preparation swallow to prepare myself.
Take a deep breath so you can get through it.
Yep. She's from Glasgow, from what she told me. She doesn't like dog's feet. She thinks they're gross, but she likes animals. She can't remember when she was born, but she did sadly die young, poor girl. Like,
and it's also that, like, in the second paragraph, it starts off, first thing I'd like to mention is my dolls do deserve attention. If you change your mind on my dolls, please do send them back. Then put that first.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not the first thing you're mentioning. The first thing you mentioned was that she was neutral and her name was Aubrey and she died from a hitchhiker.
Also, like, I don't want to pick up details here, but why are they putting their description in like text speech from 2004? Like, why
maybe
are they
did. Maybe that's it.
Maybe she's Aubrey. The seller is Aubrey herself, just writing this out.
Yeah, Aubrey's like, I wasn't great at typing.
Yeah.
But also, can we just circle back that she died from a hitchhiker? Like, yep. We just glazed over that. Like, what do you mean she died from a hitchhiker?
Well, she didn't want to add any more detail, apparently. She died from a hitchhiker. Yeah. She didn't add on too much after being asked. But it was interesting to know.
Yeah. And then she found this doll.
Yeah.
You do not have to dunk her in water for the EMF to go off, though, just based off these pictures.
That's helpful. I mean, sometimes there's water shortages, you know, you want to be.
Yeah.
And I want to say she is on a bed here. Like, it looks like a comforter. Does it not?
It does.
It does, yeah.
She is crawling on that bed. And they're just like, put an EMF reader. That's so they could see from far away when she starts crawling.
I don't want to keep like harping on about this, but is she on a duvet cover that's like the 90s whimsy moons and stars?
I believe it is, yes.
Yes, so yes.
It's all very on brand with the thin eyebrows.
Oh, actually, look at the second photo. It's lips. No. Look at the second photo with the bonnet.
Oh, that is right in front of her. That's lips. Those are most certainly lips.
Oh, yeah.
And then by her, that's closed eyes, I'd say, on the left and the right.
Look, I'm just going to say it. Eyelashes. 387. Yep. They feel. Oh, God. They photograph everything on this blanket. They only got four items. But there's a like a clown like that one that is on there. You know, I'm going to
see that.
Take a little, look at that little that guy.
And it's the seller's bar 7387. 100% positive feedback.
And they take a picture of it with the tools. But I just need to note, guys, that I found this other one that was suggested from that one. We're on a whole journey here, right? So this one, her name, I think, is, wait, what is it?
Oh,
Haunted Doll Harlow Child Active Positive. But she's got a very large smile. And yeah, right?
Oh, I don't like it.
It's gummy. It's a real gummy smile. But I think that what gets me is that, like, one of the last phrases where they begin to bold, it says, "This doll is approximately 12 inches while in the sitting position. Gorgeous doll." And that makes me feel deeply unsettled. And I don't know why. But it also says, "She has not had a physical body in a long time, so touching her keeper is odd to her."
Oh. Why are they?
I don't know.
Why is there an upskirt picture? Like,
that's what I was going to say.
What's that about?
She just, well, oh God, there really is. But like, I just want to point out that like, this person seems like they were unhappy that they didn't want to touch them. You know what I'm saying? They were like, she's not going to touch you, just so you know. She has shown me images of seagulls and a beach.
Okay.
She has even sent me dreams of seagulls. Like,
if you love seagulls, this is the doll for you.
She's 4 years old. She fucking loves seashells. She died, or seagulls. She died on a beach.
And she still likes the beach? I feel like I wouldn't like the beach anymore.
I guess. I mean, she at least likes seagulls. They're still her favorite bird, and she talks about them a lot. I just love that. Like, it's like, do you want a doll that doesn't want to touch you, but like, their special interest is seagulls? And like, they're all a fucking about them.
But then you look at the face, too.
Yeah, I mean, the face does say I'm a doll that loves seagulls, if I ever had to pick one.
There's so much hair. Yeah, there's so much hair. It's disproportionate to the size of her body.
Oh, yeah. It's like, it is actually almost the same. Well, and also, her arms are a little long for the size of her body. They almost reach her feet.
Wait, but it still has the tag on it. It says Fantasy Doll Collection.
Well, don't tempt me with a good time. Let me just go on and Google that.
Like an angel? I don't know what that is.
Doll collection.
Oh, you're going to get something weird.
I know I am. Surprisingly, not so weird.
A demonic bunny on it? Like, what is that?
It's really just, I'm actually just seeing normal dolls, which I find shocking. But yeah, why are her arms so long?
They are. Yeah, they're not comparative to her body. Also, it says that she would really like to go to a home with other spirits, dolls, as she likes to be around others. So she's not a people person. She's a spirit person.
I mean,
okay,
fair.
I mean, same. No.
I don't, maybe she's had to leave her other homes because the other spirit dolls got fed up of her just going on about seagulls constantly.
She's like, can you fucking stop, Harlow? She's like, no, but just real quick, let me tell you like 16 more seagull facts. Who wants to dream about seagulls tonight? Let's fucking go.
She's like, have you ever heard a seagull noise? Like, rah!
Like, I don't want seagull dreams.
No,
like,
nobody does.
I just don't want it. But you know what she would have loved? She would have loved The Little Mermaid. And what's his face? I forget his name, but there's a seagull in that, right?
Yeah.
Also, all of the reviews for this seller, like, they are long. Like, people have written long things about them.
Scuttle.
Scuttle, yeah. She would have fucking loved Scuttle.
She would have.
Oh my God.
Oh, they are really long reviews, actually.
They're very long reviews. Would you guys like to see a haunted clown that is definitely high?
Yes.
Absolutely,
obviously.
I would.
And also, like, sick of your shit, if I'm honest.
Oh, yeah. This one's over it.
Like, you thought I was kidding, though, right? And then, but no, he's definitely high.
He looks like he might vomit at any moment, to be honest.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he is like, he's too high, he said.
Yeah.
Well, tell us about your clown friend.
Bobby was born the summer of 1965. One of three children, he was the oldest. His mother was a sweet woman who loved baking. She liked to bake oat cookies. Let's see what else. She died when he was 10. His dad was an alcoholic.
This is a lot about this doll.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby has often shown me images of a man passed out drunk on a green sofa. Like, just the imageries. It's like, one's going to give you seagull dreams. This one's going to give you, like, images of a drunk guy sleeping on a green sofa. This is a downer.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. His father disappeared when he was 14. He worked in a manual labor job. He got hit by a car on his way home from work.
Oh.
He took care of his sisters. Mm-hmm. He left school and began working. Bobby lived in a very rural area and began working for a local farmer. He told me that the job was manual labor, which was hard, but very rewarding, as he told me, that it paid better than other jobs would have. Then, yeah, he died at 17, got hit by a car on the way home from work. Bobby does not like to talk about the effects his death had on his sisters. It upsets him. Who asked
that? I will say that of, like, all of the haunted item sellers that I've seen on eBay, I don't know why, but I get the most legit feeling from this particular seller. Maybe it's the specificity, because I'm like, why would you make that up? Who wants a seagull dream? You know? I don't know why. If I was going to believe one, it might be this one.
And this is Spirited Vessels 101, 99.7% positive feedback, and it's... They've sold 1.8 thousand items.
They do seem to care about each of them as well. Like, they yeah. take the time to talk about them very individually. And yeah, I feel like they actually really do care about the spirits.
Here, there's one more from the seller, but just the face.
They do have too many clown dolls, though. I'm going to put that out there.
This is Haunted Doll Kira, child active.
Is it the one that has its mouth open?
Yeah. Yep.
You like how I knew you well enough to know, Amanda, that it was going to be the one with his mouth open that has kind of... Oh, no, that's not the one I was talking about. Hold on, let me find the one that I was talking about. We'll look at that one after Kira, because now that I've said it...
Kira went to a stylist that cut her bangs at two different lengths on top of each other.
That's exactly what I was thinking. She's like,
I was like, oh,
there's two hair. There's two lots of hair there.
The back's really pretty. Her hair looks good there, but the bangs...
Yeah.
Or she tried to do it herself in the mirror.
Yeah, she definitely
one night
did it herself.
She's like, I'm going to do bangs. And then she's like, oh, no.
Her arms are also too long or not long enough. I can't tell.
Well, she's sort of hunched up as well. She's not that
Yeah, she's
posture.
Stressed out.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Let's learn about Kira. Let's see. Kira was born in the early part of December in the year of 1789. Kira told me that her mother told her of the night she was born often. Kira was the youngest in her family, and during her birth, the rest of her family, except for her father, had left the house so that her mother could give birth in a quiet environment.
What?
Like a cat?
That sounds like a
having
bad
kids.
Idea. Yeah. She's like, I just need to crawl into the bed real quick.
Yeah. Kira's mother... often told her of the peace of that night, and it was wonderful. Kira's home was usually very busy, lots of comings and goings. She had lots of animals as well, and Kira would laugh when the chickens would come indoors.
Okay.
Her mother would quickly shoo them out.
These fucking dolls like birds.
Yeah.
Kira died in a freak accident where she accidentally suffocated. Kira was only 7 years old when she died. She was found by her older brother. That's sad. Kira has shown me images of snow. And told me that she died in the winter months. The images Kira showed me were very vivid, and I feel like it happened right in front of my eyes.
It says that she quite often shows her images of how her eyes looked when she was alive as well. That's a little bit unsettling.
That's a hard note from me.
Like, that's you try to fall asleep, like, and then it's just like some bright blue eyes. Like, hi, it's Kira. Here's my eyes. Like, this is what they look like.
I like one's when chickens waking you come up, inside. One's keeping you awake.
What a fact, though. You're like, what makes you laugh? And you're like, oh, jokes or funny movies. I like when chickens come inside.
Wink.
Wait, we need to get her together with the seagull doll, and they could just talk about birds all day.
Oh my God, they love each so other. Much. Well, they live in the same house. They're about to separate them.
Yep.
Aww. Oh. Or seagull girl doesn't like chicken girl because she's like, no, seagulls. You know what I mean?
And she's like,
seagulls
when chickens only. Come indoors, it's so funny.
She's like, well, seagulls don't. And you're like, just stop talking. End of conversation.
She would have loved that TikTok Did you ever get that guy on your mm-hmm. feed? It was forever ago. I haven't seen it in a long time. Where he'd feed the seagull outside his window.
I saw it yesterday.
Day.
I hadn't seen it for about a year. And then it popped on my feed yesterday. He's got really fat.
And then it had babies and the babies come.
Yeah. I can't remember
what his
name was.
It's been a long time, but they would be friends. Hmm.
Yeah. I think the guy was saying that, that he'd been going around and feeding at everybody's house, like that six in a sip
cat.
Oh,
he made friends.
Yeah.
Okay. I want a seagull. I want water near me.
You're like, what is cold water? What's that like?
Ugh. All right. You said you had one, Lindsay?
Another one? Man, did I? Okay. Give me a second.
I have so many tabs open.
I don't think their story is as in depth, but I was like, oh, is it the one with the open mouth? And you were like, yes. And I was like, no, not this open mouth, because this one, their mouth is kind of opened like a scream mask, if you will.
Oh, no, I did not see that one because I would have sent you that one.
Yeah, I'm gonna send her along now.
That sounds alarming.
This is Rena.
I just saw it. I
have
to scroll
more.
Her mouth
is, in fact, open. And she has also bangs that may have been cut by a child and a top knot.
I do not like this dog.
Yeah, I know. It has a little chair, though, and it's barefoot. It's got the blue eyes. Also, its arms are too long again.
I need you guys to put, you know how it turns into a magnifying glass when you go over the hover over the photos?
Yeah.
Go to the one of her in the chair, but then start scrolling up as it goes closer to her face.
I don't want to.
Oh.
I don't like it. She has more eyebrows.
Why are her eyelashes so long?
Why are her eyelashes red?
I don't know what that mouth is either. It's like she's like, mother,
screaming?
I desire food. She's waiting to be fed. But
yeah. Ugh.
And this is Haunted Doll Rena, Toddler Active Positive from Spirit Vessels 101, the same person we were talking about.
Also, its hands are like relatively like it has like nubby little fingers with no detail. But when you get to the feet, there's like very pronounced toenails.
And toe knuckles.
Yeah, there's a little too much detail in the feet, one might say.
The bottoms of her feet.
Oh, she doesn't come with the chair, though.
Fair.
Oh, I wanted the chair, actually, so I'm out.
She has some glue on one eye.
Guys, she was trampled by a horse while in care of another family member.
Oh, that's sad.
Yeah.
All of these have had such tragic deaths.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yellow is her favorite color.
Do you think they get to choose the vessel that they go into? Like, do they get to choose the doll that they go into? Or
I would hope so. But then who would choose this doll unless it was the only doll available?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or who would choose the clown that looks like he's about to, you know, whitey
vomit?
I mean, if I was going to choose a haunted object, I think I would do a funny one. So I think I would do the stone looking clown, you know? Like,
that's fair.
I'd be more likely to do that than this, like, the screaming doll.
Here's the thing for this one. It says, unfortunately, Rena died in the year of 1853 at age 3 from an accident, right? So I'm looking up dolls from 1853. They do not look like this doll.
Wow, I'm so shocked. Well, but like, hold on, wait. Just because she died then doesn't mean the doll is from then, right? Like, she could have
She could have hopped. She could have doll hopped.
Various objects. In What We Do in the Shadows, she hopped from different items.
That is true.
I've just seen that this seller is based in Bristol in the United Kingdom. Well, and that is where I lived for 15 years. So I was in the same city as all of these dolls at some point, possibly.
I mean, honestly, we're all probably in the same city as a haunted doll right now.
Mm-hmm. Ooh. Yeah, this one is something. I cannot wait to post a picture of it.
Yeah.
How about you describe it a little for those that are listening and not able to look at our art yet?
Which one? Rena?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, Rena. Give a real intense description.
I would say that Rena looks a little bit like a beauty pageant child, you know, with all the big blonde bouffant hair.
The hair, yeah. Except the bangs. I feel like that wouldn't go well at the pageant.
I'm not unconvinced that she hasn't got two sets of bangs like that previous doll, and she's just got one of them folded up into that ribbon.
Okay.
There could be double bangs going on there again.
Okay.
Also, where are the teeth again? And would it be worse if she had teeth? Because her mouth is...
I think it would.
It's like gaping open, but sort of leering to the side and a slight Sid Vicious kind of sneer.
Ooh, yeah, Sid Vicious. I haven't heard about him in a while. Yeah, that... I mean, she was right, though. The kind of scream,
yeah.
But like... The artwork of Scream.
Yes. And her eyes are so blue. She's got like freckles right up in her eyeballs as well.
She does. And the longest eyelashes. But look at her eyebrows were the beginning of microblading, but then they just stopped.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even realize either. I've just zoomed right in on her face. It's like my whole screen now that she's actually got those fake eyelashes as well that they have on the dolls.
Yep.
Like they're not drawn on. Those are actual eyelashes.
Probably real.
Oh, I hope so. I actually hope
real
so.
Real human eyelashes.
She looks like she should do the thing where you tip the doll up and their eyes shut, but I don't think she does. She just has the eyelashes.
No, I don't think she is always staring.
Oh, no, yeah. These are open wide.
Yeah.
Permanently.
She never sleeps. Never, ever sleeps.
You know, I wonder if her hair is factory standard because it looks like it's just sitting atop her head.
She said it was pageant hair.
Yeah. Oh. She looks like a little child. Yeah. Pageant
she
person.
Does.
Yeah. So many great dolls today.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry. We've talked about the Avril conspiracy.
Okay. I was going to bring it up, but I'm like, okay, we are going over on time.
I
but
know,
yes, well,
I
we
know.
Will.
Just
we will.
One more. Do you have time for one more, Chloe?
I do.
This adventure. Okay, gorgeous. Let's take a look at Avril. Haunted doll Avril girl needs a friend, suffer from anxiety, active paranormal, from vintage wicked witchery.
Is this where Avril went?
That's what I'm saying. We haven't read the description yet.
This is the real Avril.
Chloe, would you like to give a description? Now, they seem super into the hair, so I think, oh God, we are fucking in-depth with this doll. I actually don't think I've ever seen as many pictures as one. Oh God. Oh, the last two photos, though. Those are the ones I need you to scroll to.
Is she wearing a onesie? Is that like a... Oh.
Did you see the last two?
Oh. Well, when you go back and forth,
yeah.
Humping your mouse over it.
Oh no.
Why have they disrobed her? Oh, she talks.
She talks.
She's got like a talk box or something inside because they've unzipped her to show her insides. And it's just,
they really have.
Yeah. Do you know what? Like quite often, I used to be terrified of China dolls when I was little because I read a story about a haunted China doll and then my nan bought me one and it was in my bedroom. It's a whole thing. And I quite often look at these dolls and I think, I actually really like her. As soon as I open the picture, I was like, oh, that's nice. She's got anxiety. I've got anxiety. She's cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's Avril Lavigne.
Yeah.
She was a skater.
The real
boy.
Avril.
She said, see you later, boy. Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. Is it like a knitted navy blue pantsuit?
Onesie?
Onesie?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is two pieces.
Well, it's like a hoodie, too. Like a
yeah,
hoodie
it's got a little hood.
It looks cozy. Like, I'd wear it.
She looks like she's straightened the fuck out of her hair. Like, she's not been putting any heat spray on that
absolutely.
Hair.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, it is. It's overalls.
Oh,
and then something on top.
Yeah, and the reason you know is because they give you a photo in each stage of undress.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, my favorite is this photo. Hold on.
Is it like photo 25? Because there's so many.
I don't know.
Why are there so many specific pictures of like the top of their head as well?
That's also like every candid photo of me looks like that with one eye open, one eye shut.
Not every.
Oh no, not every. Sometimes I just look like the penguin's younger sister. Chloe, did you say why are there so many photos of their hair like closed up? Is that what you said?
Of the top of the head, yeah. Like
yes,
really
yes.
Zoomed in, like it looks like an actual person's hair.
Yeah, that's what I was confused about. And there's one, I'll show you, I'm going to send you what my favorite photo is because this one just makes it look a little too sentient to me.
Oh, that's the one I'm looking at as well. Like she's been put in the naughty corner or something. She
yeah,
that
yeah.
Picture. She also kind of looks like she's levitating in that picture. Like if you don't look at that, that's the floor. That's the wall behind her and she's just floating, just going up the wall.
I do like she's quiet and respectful, shy, and she's hoping to find a friend.
I love her. I actually love her. I love her little dungarees. I love her little knitted hood. I want to brush her bed head out at the back for her.
Yeah.
Oh, she wished she'd been braver and stronger, and she'd wish she'd had at least one friend to confide in. Avril.
Oh.
I'm so sad.
Yeah, I want to do her hair, too, like we did with Patty's hair.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
She does kind of have a Patty look about her.
She'd be friends with Patty. Oh, my gosh, we need to get this doll for Patty.
She does have good lashes.
She does.
She does,
I wonder what she said before, you know, like with that box. Or did she cry?
Well,
like,
apparently
it?
It's never worked. It says she's never, according to Avril, it's never worked. It has foam stuffing and a plastic insert for a battery, which according to Avril has never worked. So who knows what it was meant to do.
And her eyes do open and close, by the way, when you lay her down.
Oh, that's nice. Oh. She can be at rest. She's not just going to be staring at you at all times.
So I feel like oftentimes you don't always hear about a connection between the vessel and the backstory, but this, they're like, this was her only friend.
The doll?
Yeah.
Avril's
only friend was her doll, and she had an old pushchair that she pushed the doll around in, and she wrapped her in her own baby blanket.
This one's just sad.
Yeah.
I did a Google image search because I'm trying to find what kind of doll this is, and I can't seem to find the right one.
Those clothes look handmade as well. They look like
they do.
Hand knitted by somebody.
They look lovingly made, one might say.
Oh, no. Why is she side-eyeing me like that?
Why is she so naked? We're talking about Marjorie, who died November 4th of 1950. But, like, that's now you see why I had to click it. Was I going to not click it? She's got nothing but her shoes.
I love her shoes. She's giving me troll vibes. You know, remember the 90s?
Yeah, it's because her little belly.
Yeah. I don't like that sassy little face looking at me.
Oh my gosh. The doll was found fully clothed when it arrived at Cemetery House wearing a dress, cardigan, and undies.
Mm? Undies.
Yeah, that's how I went. Mm? The clothes were removed several times and found lying on the floor. Then they vanished. Marjorie was like, bitch, I'm dead and I'm naked. Don't confine
Mary would
me.
Love her.
Oh my God, Mary would love her.
And the name of this one is Haunted Doll, Adult Female, Marjorie Died, 4 November 1950, Cemetery Lodge Doll Neutral. And that is from Vintage Wicked Witchery, who is 100% positive in the, looks like, 131 sales.
Did you? I think you might have read the part that I just read, which was... So, okay. A troubled soul in both life and spirit, poorly educated, and would have been considered backward during her lifetime. Mm-hmm. What that means. Had a baby out of wedlock, which she was forced to send for adoption, and she mentally never recovered from this. I believe she may have taken her own life, but she refuses to confirm this. Now, here's where, like, there's a little bit of a gasp here. What she has confirmed is that she took the clothes from the doll to stop other spirits from playing with it because, quote, Marjorie, my baby! All caps.
What?
I do not understand. Like, I simply can't. Like, all of the photos of Marjorie are a reaction photo. Like, every single one of them. Like,
that's
which
my favorite
Marjorie
one.
Are you today? Yeah, no. Yeah.
Well, and here's how they describe her too. Marjorie's conduit vessel is a small blonde haired vintage plastic doll. Blonde, had to make sure, says blonde again, with dark eyes, messy hair, grubby, obviously well played with. All right. Limbs look posable, but feel stiff.
In quotes, by the way. Stiff is in quotes. That's important.
So I haven't attempted to pose the doll, not wishing to damage the vessel. Care required. Please examine all photographs carefully. Oh, we have. They can be enlarged. They can be enlarged. Before purchase, as they form the description.
What?
Okay.
Also, why do they say she looks grubby? Like,
no,
nothing
so
about her would I say, like, looks that way. That's a
look at the first photo. Look at the first photo and zoom in on her cheek.
I thought that was just a reflection of her eye.
Well, not when you zoom.
No. Wait. Is she peeling?
She's peeling. She got a sunburn.
Okay, but I still wouldn't say that she's
I wouldn't
grubby.
Say grubby.
Also,
but...
she's got a little butt crack.
She does. She does. She is a cheeky little minx is what she is. She is saucy.
She is.
I feel like you should put that picture you just sent in the Discord with no other information. Because it's going to be a couple weeks till this comes out.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Perfect.
Oh, she's wonderful. Her little pot belly.
Yeah, I know. Her little tummy. I just find it, like, adorable. There is one, two, three. There's three booty shots. And I just feel like that might be too many. And when they measure her, she's face down. And I just don't think that's necessary. I don't think we had to do it like that. You know?
I think it's what she wanted.
Honestly, you're probably right. I'd also point out that one of the things that I always look at, but I don't often mention, is whether the doll's shoes look like they've been, like,
walked in.
Walking.
Mm-hmm.
And theirs, they look like used walking around shoes.
Yeah. I don't like that.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it looks like if I was going to say something that was grubby, it's her shoes and it's from use because she's skittering about.
Oh, yeah. She walks around the house at
discarding
night.
Her clothes because my baby. I don't understand that reasoning.
She doesn't want clothes. She doesn't believe in them. She just goes around the house just leaving them. Just tiny little cardigans.
Yeah, belly and butt crack out.
I mean, the volume in her hair, though. I wish I
mean, amazing.
If only I could get that kind of volume.
I think there's a bug in her hair.
Which photo?
One moment.
That's why she's grubby. She has butts.
Oh, I see it.
Yeah. It's in the butt photo. One of the in butt photo one.
Oh, has she got like bed bugs or something?
I don't know. No.
Doll lice?
No, Marjorie. No.
Doll lice?
They did say she was a bit grubby, even though lice like clean hair.
Yeah.
Also, the picture that you sent looks like Marjorie took it herself, by the way. It's a little blurry.
Perfect. Well, I'm glad that Marjorie's a thing.
Yeah.
I love Marjorie.
Yeah. She's a whole fucking vibe.
I was hoping to be like a Mary situation where I can find it, but
yeah.
Google said no.
But for £20.47, I'm tempted to buy Marjorie. I just don't want her in my house, though, because she'll be running all over the place hiding undies and stuff. So.
Yeah, and like
naked all the time.
I simply just don't want anyone screaming, "My baby!" at me. Like, I think I wouldn't enjoy that. But I mean, what a moment. What a moment Marjorie was. Is.
We went on an adventure today.
Boy, didn't we.
I think I have about 50 tabs of just haunted dolls.
Oh, same.
Oh,
same.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's going part of what now. This is. Again, thank you for joining us for Doll Chat.
Well, yeah, thank you. Thank you. I know that it's late there, but yes. This was so much fun.
Oh, I had a great time. It's almost midnight. I could do this for like 17 more hours.
I mean, honestly, these episodes, Amanda and I are eventually like, okay, we need to stop because it's going to be like a 19-hour episode. Because once you start, it's just such a fun journey. What a little fun little thing to do every once in a while. It's take a peruse at what interesting things people are selling and how creative everyone is.
If we hadn't gone down this rabbit hole, we wouldn't have got our way to Marjorie and my baby. So
I needed
to go the way it had to go.
Yeah, like I feel like she was where we were always headed.
Yeah,
we always had to get to Marjorie.
It was about the dolls we met along the way to Marjorie.
We were always to Marjorie.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's important, but she was the destination, you know?
She was. She was. I cannot wait to post these pictures.
It's going to be so good. Also, like, what I love is that Avril, we can put the two pictures so that she's blinking. What a fun little time.
Oh, yeah. We will, for sure-sies. We'll have to save those immediately. All right. Well, that was our second Patreon doll chat. It was so much fun. Thank you again, Chloe, for staying up late with us.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I've had a great time. It's the best.
And with that, have a great weekend.
Thanks for creeping with us.
Thanks for listening, and as always, a special thank you to our patrons who support us via Patreon.
Please see the link in our show notes to learn more about how you, yes you, can begin to haunt the dump, guard vortexes, or even become a scorching Sasquatch.
Ooh. Also in our show notes, you can find the link to our website, more information on our sources, our social media handles, and our merch store.
We'd love for you to keep creeping with us. So if you like this episode, please subscribe, rate, review, and share the show with your fellow creeps and or ghosts.
I beg of you.
I cannot wait to see what we have today.
Yes, very excited, very excited.
I'm literally kicking my feet, swinging them around on my chair like a child, actually.
I like it. I like it. I often find that I have that. I'm able to like kick my feet because I'm short and all chairs are high.
Of course. That's the best part about being short.
That's it.
I hate touching the floor. My feet never touch the floor. And then when they do, it feels weird.
I'm like, oh, is this what being tall feels like?
Is this what feeling normal feels like? Normal sized?
I also, like, I tend to, when I'm in a chair, I always make it go as low as possible.
Oh, I always want high.
Hmm.
Because I don't want to touch the ground. I don't know.
Yeah, I like not touching the ground. I like feeling like I'm a small person that can swing my feet, not a big giant. Oh,
I'm sitting crisscross right now.
Oh, I'm also crisscross.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, already tangent number, who knows, because there will be more before this, but
yeah, it's doll chat. We're doing, we're wild. We're crazy.
Yep.
You have a chance to jump to your best line. I can't speak. Shock here.
You never know when you're going to need a little memento mori phallus, you know? Maybe I have a haunted microphone. Okay. That was, she's like, have you ever heard a seagull noise? Like, rah!
Marjorie wasn't made. She was forged. It was like, oh, you want doll ass? Got heard.
I didn't even put the ass,
nah,
though.
It said, you want doll ass? Heard. It says, I know what you've been looking at.
Oh, my eBay is going to get real weird. You know how many weird coupons I'm going to get?
My baby.
My baby.